Baltimore is so historic. We have over 150 landmarks here in Baltimore City pertaining to the African-American community.
And Thomas Saunders is familiar with them all. He is the president of Renaissance Productions and Tours. Saunders takes visitors to key landmarks like here at the corner of Druid Hill Avenue and Lawrence Street in the Marble Hill community of West Baltimore. A colorful mural covers the entire side of this building at the corner and features some of the most famous African-American West Baltimore residents.
We have Thurgood Marshall, who was born around the corner at 1632 Division Street. And that house is on the city's list of landmarks. And, of course, you know that Thurgood Marshall was the first African-American Supreme Court justice. In the middle, we have Lillie Mae Curl Jackson. And she's considered the mother of civil rights. She, too, was from this neighborhood.
Under her is her son-in-law, my grandfather, Clarence M. Mitchell, Jr., who was known as the 101st Senator in Washington and was the chief lobbyist for the Washington Bureau of the NAACP. So it's very special. This wall is very, very special to me.
That's WBAL talk show host and former state senator Clarence Mitchell IV. His great-grandmother was Lillie Mae Jackson. Others on the wall include Harry Cummings, the first African-American elected official in the state of Maryland, John Murphy, born a slave and started the Afro-American newspaper, and Teagle Lanzi, founder of the Ideal Federal Savings Bank here in West Baltimore.
I mean, those are just to name a few of the people that came out of this community to do great things, not just in the city, but across the country. So when I come through here, it helps me remember how great Baltimore was in producing excellence.
The people on the wall had national influence. And so I always looked at Baltimore as the cradle of the civil rights movement. You know, we had an early civil rights movement and the modern civil rights movement, and Baltimore played a key role in both.
Both men agree on the importance of sharing the Black history of Baltimore with everyone.
When you look at what has happened through the civil rights movement and breaking down of segregation, the whole nation rose as a whole as a result of breaking those barriers down. So it's important, for I don't care what your ethnicity is, to know the history of Marble Hill.
This is the Orchard Street Church, and so it moved up to this location in 1837.
Okay.
You could tell a lot about Baltimore if you just read cornerstones.
Right. Saunders is talking with a group of Legg Mason employees who are on a tour, and he says the Orchard Street Church was a place for fugitive slaves who could hide out as part of the Underground Railroad.
When on the front, you see the date 1992? Because that's when the Baltimore Urban League took over the building. So no longer does this building function as a church. So this
We're headed inside the building, which also functioned as a school for African-American children. Saunders shares some of the history of slaves here in Baltimore.
Now, Baltimore had a notorious slave trader by the name of Hope Slater. He had an operation here in Baltimore City, and he had an operation in Georgia. And the greatest fear for a Baltimore slave was being sold to the Georgia operation, because then you would become a field slave.
Saunders makes numerous other stops during his tour, including the Great Blacks and Wax Museum. And the tour guide says he really hopes that everyone takes advantage of what's being offered and learns about African-American history, including Baltimore City public school children.
I always say that there's really no such thing as Black history, because it's just American history. Nobody lived in a vacuum.
In West Baltimore, Ann Kramer, WBAL and WBAL.com.